JAG Instruction 5801.2 Bravo, Navy Marine Corps Legal Assistance Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Intro 1. Which publications promulgates policy, prescribes procedures, and assigns responsibilities for execution of the Navy Legal Assistance Program? JAG Instruction 5801.2 Bravo. 2. Legal assistance has been provided for members of the armed forces since which year? 1943. 3. Which year were the military services legal assistance programs officially recognized by Congress? 1984. 4. Which publication establishes key guidelines for the management and operation of the Navy Legal Assistance Program? JAG Instruction 5800.7 Foxtrot. Chapter 1. 1. Which program provides effective, efficient, and high-quality legal assistance services to eligible persons, thereby enhancing morale, welfare, and combat readiness? Navy Legal Assistance. 2. Authority to establish and operate the Navy Legal Assistance Program as a necessary and proper incidence of accomplishing the Department of Navy's mission has been provided continuously since which year? 1943. Chapter 2. 1. Who has the statutory authority and responsibility to establish, manage, and supervise the Navy Legal Assistance Program? Judge Advocate General, JAG, Juliet Alpha Golf. 2. Which series is the professional conduct of attorneys practicing under the supervision of the Judge Advocate General? JAG Instruction 5803.1. 3. Who shall manage the Navy's Legal Assistance Program? Deputy Assistant Judge Advocate General for Legal Assistance. 4. Every preventive law program shall emphasize service member rights and responsibilities under which act? Service Members Civil Relief Act, Sierra Charlie, Romeo Alpha. 5. Assignment of a civilian attorney to the Legal Assistance Department head position requires the express written approval of whom? Commander, Naval Legal Service Command, Charlie November, Lima, Sierra Charlie. Chapter 3. 1. All legal assistance attorneys must be admitted to the practice of law before the highest court of at least how many states, territories, the District of Columbia, or federal court, and maintain a status considered to be in good standing at all times with the attorney's licensing authority. 1. 2. What are Navy designators for active duty and reserve component legal assistance attorneys? 2500 or 2505. 3. The civilian and military attorneys, the paralegals, and clerical support staff who provide legal assistance within the DON are subject to the rules of which series? JAG Instruction 5803.1. 4. Which type of services call for the professional advice and expertise of a legal assistance attorney and give rise to an attorney-client relationship? Client. 5. Which type of services may be provided by non-lawyers as defined in JAGMAN 0704 and which do not give rise to the need for or the formation of an attorney-client relationship? Customer. 6. What takes place when an individual who is not authorized to practice law provides client services without proper supervision by a properly authorized attorney? Unauthorized practice of law, Uniform Papa Lima. 7. The ability to effectively delegate work to support staff is essential to the efficient accomplishment of the legal assistance mission. Such delegation must be accomplished in accordance with which series and must balance the need for effective and efficient mission accomplishment against the requirement to vigilantly guard against unauthorized practice of law. JAG Instruction 5803.1. Chapter 4. 1. Which term applies to all active duty and reserve component members of the Legalman Rating? Legal Assistance Paralegal. 2. Which term would be applied to a civilian military spouse interested in a career in law who volunteers and is properly authorized to assist in a legal assistance office? Legal Assistance Clerical Staff. 3. What is the maximum compensation that paralegals or clerical staff can ever accept from or on behalf of a client or customer for services rendered to a legal assistance customer or client? Nothing. 4. Properly qualified legal assistants, paralegals, and clerical staff may conduct both pre- and post-deployment or mobilization information briefs, as well as preventative law briefs. Legal assistants, paralegals, or clerks providing these briefs must be particularly trained to do so by supervising attorneys, must observe the presentation of such briefs on at least how many occasions, and must be observed successfully providing such briefs by an attending attorney before being qualified to deliver these briefs independently. 3. 5. Absent exigent circumstances, civilian legal assistants, clerical staff below which level shall not be used to brief a uniquely active duty audience on preventative law unless that staff member has a personal active duty background. GS 7. Chapter 5. 1. Which system is used in accordance with established business rules to record legal assistance services? Case Management and Tracking Information System, Charlie Mike, Tango India Sierra. 2. All independent duty legal men and independent staff judge advocates providing legal assistance services who are unable to access Case Management and Tracking Information System shall maintain hard copy records of all customer services rendered. How many items at a minimum will these records include? 3. What can never under any circumstances be used for a legal assistance matter? Official command letterhead. 4. Which type of format must legal assistance correspondence addressed to non-U.S. military recipients follow from the Department of the Navy Correspondence Manual? Business letter. 5. What must be included in all outgoing Navy legal assistance correspondence and shall be preprinted on the legal assistance stationery in a footer? Disclaimer language. 6. Which language will not be used in Navy legal assistance correspondence? By direction. 7. Unless a client has otherwise requested limited information sharing, legal assistance attorneys may communicate with third parties, including persons and organizations within the Department of the Navy, on behalf of their clients, as well as with opposing parties subject to the constraints of which series? JAG Instruction 5803.1. 8. When approved by the commanding officer, what can be used by legal assistance providers to communicate with clients when such communication methods are deemed essential for zealous or expedient representation of the client's interests? Defense Connect Online, Delta Charlie Oscar. 9. Regardless of the duration of the representation, the legal assistance office must maintain a copy of the client's closed file for a period of how many years, at which time the file may be shredded, as long as there are no original client documents in the file. 2. 10. Are pre-mobilization legal assistance services authorized for dependent family members of mobilizing reservists? No. 11. Requests to expand eligibility for legal assistance services shall be command-endorsed and addressed to the Judge Advocate General via the Deputy Assistant Judge Advocate General, Legal Assistance, and shall clearly address how many items. 4. 12. Which standardized client-customer intake screening sheet shall be used by all Navy legal assistance service providers to intake clients and customers? OJAG. 13. What is the identification cards for members of the uniformed services, their dependents, and other eligible individuals' instruction number? DoD Instruction 1000.13. 14. Per which publication is a victim defined as a person who has suffered direct physical, emotional, or pecuniary harm as a result of the commission of a crime in violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, or in violation of the law of another jurisdiction in cases where military authorities have been notified? OPNAV Instruction 5800.7 Alpha. 15. At a minimum, each location where legal assistance is regularly provided shall have how many personal computers with internet connectivity available for use by legal assistance personnel? 1. 16. Which program is used to draft wills and other estate planning documents? DL Wills. 17. Which program is used to draft powers of attorney, client correspondence, and other documents? Hot Docs. 18. Which system is used as the Region Legal Service Office Legal Assistance Data Collection and Conflict Checking Tool? K Case Management and Tracking Information System, Charlie Mike, Tango India Sierra. 19. All legal assistance offices shall maintain access to Westlaw or what else for efficient automated legal research. Lexis. 20. Hard copy client and customer intake forms shall be retained at the legal assistance provider's location for how many years after the completion of the services and shall then be disposed of in accordance with SECNAV Instruction 5212.5 Delta Series, Disposal of Navy Records. 2. 21. Upon closing a case or terminating representation of a client, all papers and other property belonging to the client or to which the client is entitled will be promptly returned to the client. The legal assistance attorney may retain in the case file copies of papers relating to the representation. All closed legal assistance case files of former clients will be retained in a locked drawer and/or behind a locked door at the relevant legal assistance office for how many years after the completion of the services and then disposed of in accordance with SECNAV Instruction 5212.5 Delta Series. 2. 22. Who maintains hard copy forms of the Crime Victim Acknowledgement, the Crime Victim Acknowledgement of Limited Services, and any initial client or customer intake files associated with a crime victim? Legal Assistance Department Heads, Lima Alpha Delta Hotel. 23. What is charged with developing standardized forms and practices to streamline legal assistance delivery, leverage best practices, and advance collective proficiency? Code 16. Chapter 6. 1. Which cited services in JAGMAN 0707 shall always have priority over other services? Tier 1. 2. Which section of Title 18 United States Code prohibits any officer or employee of the government from representing or assisting anyone in any claim or other matter in which the United States is a party or has a direct and substantial interest other than in the proper discharge of his official duties? Section 205. 3. Can legal assistance attorneys represent, advise, or assist an individual with the presentation of any discrimination, other civil rights, or constitutional claim or complaint against the U.S. government? No. 4. Legal assistance attorneys shall not provide advice on any employment matters other than matters related to which act? Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. Uniform Sierra Echo, Romeo Romeo Alpha. Chapter 7. 1. Which publication provides detailed interview and practice checklists for the various types of adoptions? JAG Instruction 5801.3 Alpha. 2. Can legal assistance attorneys contact and negotiate with businesses with which clients have a dispute? Yes. 3. When a client files a complaint through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB's Consumer Response Division will forward the complaint to the relevant commercial entity, which has how many days to respond? 10. 4. Simple dissolution cases are those matters where the parties have no children from the marriage or where there are no custody or visitation issues, where the length of the marriage is how many years or less, and where there are no complex property distribution issues involved. 10. 5. Attorneys shall counsel, advise, and assist clients seeking to challenge or avoid a claim of debt owed. Likewise, assistance may be provided to eligible clients seeking to enforce a personal claim of indebtedness against another person or firm. What will not be provided by legal assistance attorneys? Litigation. 6. Legal assistance attorneys shall counsel and assist service members whose pay is subject to involuntary allotment as a result of a civil or domestic judgment of indebtedness. All clients shall be advised of the rights of judgment creditors and state child and spousal support collection agencies to obtain garnishment under 5 U.S.C. 5520 Alpha, DOD Instruction 1344.12 Series, and which other series? DOD Instruction 1344.09. 7. All officers in which grade and above may perform limited notarial acts for eligible customers. 04. 8. All Marine Corps officers with which MOS, while assigned as legal administrative officers, may perform limited notarial acts for eligible customers. 4430. 9. All Marine Corps Legal Services Specialists at or above which grade, while serving in legal assistance billets, when authorized by the cognizant Marine Corps authorities, may perform limited notarial acts for eligible customers. E4. 10. What is the maximum fee or compensation of any kind, other than official government compensation, for which legal assistance providers can accept, request, or receive for notarial acts performed for eligible clients under the legal assistance program? None. 11. All persons providing notary services, whether civilian, enlisted, or officer, shall complete certification requirements once every how many years? 3. 12. What is the minimum passing score for the notary certification exam? 75%. 13. What is the notarial act referred to as if notaries are asked to notarize documents in which the client is swearing or affirming to the truth of the matters asserted in that document? Jurat. 14. What is a jurat considered to be if it is not included on the same page as the information being acknowledged? Loose. 15. What gives the attorney in fact the authority to act on behalf of the principal in almost any situation? General power of attorney, Golf Papa, Oscar Alpha. 16. In almost every case, general power of attorneys shall be drafted to be effective for no more than how many years? 1. 17. Which type of powers of attorney remain in effect despite a principal becoming incapacitated, suffering a physical or mental disability, or, if properly inserted as a clause, despite a principal being classified as missing in action or as a prisoner of war? Durable. 18. Which type of power of attorney delegates powers that cannot be exercised by the agent until the occurrence of a specified time or at a specified event? Springing. 19. Which type of powers of attorney are exempt from state law requirements of form, substance, formality, or recording, and are entitled to the same legal effect as powers of attorney prepared and executed in accordance with state requirements? Military. 20. Every legal assistance office shall utilize Code 16 approved software to generate powers of attorney that are created for non-estate planning purposes. What is the current software at the time of this publication? Hot Docs. 21. How many jurisdictions are there, as of 2012, requiring either one or two witnesses to any power of attorney affecting title to real estate? 9. 22. Which type of representation may a sailor or marine be entitled to who, while on duty, injures someone while driving a government vehicle? Department of Justice, Delta Oscar Juliet. 23. Legal assistance attorneys shall refer questions and issues of general or service-wide tax application and instances of questionable activities by federal, state, or local tax authorities to Code 16 to ensure appropriate coordination with the Armed Forces Tax Council pursuant to which publication? DoD Directive 5124.3. 24. Legal assistance attorneys shall not ordinarily prepare client tax forms except in support of which program? Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Electronic Filing, Victor India Tango Alpha, Echo Lima Foxtrot. 25. What is responsible for promulgating Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Electronic Filing Policy and Eligibility Guidelines each year in cooperation and coordination with the IRS? Code 16. 26. The primary responsibility for enforcing Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act protections rests with Department of Justice and the Department of Labor via which program? Veterans Employment and Training Services, VETS. 27. What is the eligibility data form, Veterans Reemployment Rights Program, form number? DOL Form 1010. 28. Which default format is required by Naval Legal Service Command policy for all estate plans? Military Testamentary Instrument, Mike Tango India. 29. Which format must Navy legal assistance attorneys use in their estate planning practices as the default format? Military Testamentary Instrument, Mike Tango India. 30. What attempt to complete will execution procedures for multiple clients at the same time? mass will executions. 31. Which type of service does the preparation of complex wills fall under? Tier 4. 32. What is the death gratuity form number? DD-93. 33. Which phrase is prohibited to designate service members' group life insurance beneficiaries? By law. 34. Attorneys and support staff who receive complaints that a personnel support detachment or personnel support detachment afloat refuses to accept the completed DD-93 or SGLV-8286 may cite which publication or its successor instruction to secure acceptance. Bupers Instruction 1070.27 Charlie. 35. Which program produces generic language and provisions for medical directives and living wills? DL Wills. Chapter 8. 1. What is present when the representation of one client will be directly adverse to another client, or when there is a significant risk that the representation of one or more clients will be materially limited by the covered attorney's responsibilities to another client, a former client, or a third person, or by a personal interest of the covered attorney? Conflict of interest. 2. What type of client is a client for whom an attorney is still providing services and assistance on the subject matter presented during the consultation? Current. 3. Which term describes legal assistance attorney-client relationships? Transactional. 4. Under the rules of which series must potential conflicts of interest between a former client and current or prospective client be carefully reviewed before undertaking representation of the prospective client? JAG Instruction 5803.1. 5. In order to be considered for inclusion on a referral list, civilian attorneys are required to submit to the Legal Assistance Office and resubmit at least how often a statement of their qualifications, subject matter areas of expertise, state bar license number, a statement of good standing, and proof of professional malpractice insurance. Annually. Chapter 9. 1. Pre-deployment legal services shall be provided to active duty service members who are within how many days or less of being deployed? 180. 2. Pre-mobilization legal services will generally be provided to all reserve service members under a call or orders to active duty for a period of how many or more days, as requested by Navy Reserve Component Commands and Navy Mobilization Processing Sites. 30. 3. The Service Members Civil Relief Act can be used for requesting reduction of pre-service interest rates down to what percentage? 6%. 4. Which form would be used for death gratuity and unpaid pay and allowances benefits and designation of beneficiary options? DD-93. 5. Which day is typically known as Law Day? May 1st. 6. Which year was Law Day established? 1961. 7. What is the Legal Assistance Matters publication number? DoD Directive 1350.4. 8. Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking media sites may promulgate preventative law handouts and be used for other acceptable purposes as set forth in this manual, as long as they are created and maintained in compliance with the guidelines promulgated in which series. JAG and ComNav League Service Com Instruction 5728.1. Chapter 10. 1. Which Region Legal Service Office officers within the Naval Legal Service Command shall ensure adherence to Judge Advocate General Corps and local professional development standards? Professional Development Officers, Papa Delta Oscars. 2. While initial legal assistance training is delivered via the NJS Basic Lawyer Course or a civilian legal assistance attorney equivalent, all legal assistance attorneys must actively participate in continuing legal education and professional development training to maintain legal assistance proficiency. This training shall focus largely on which type of services? Tier 1. 3. Which one-week legal assistance course, offered twice per year, is a comprehensive training program tailored to military legal assistance practitioners? The Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. Tango Juliet Alpha Golf, Lima Charlie Sierra. Chapter 11. 1. Legal assistance services by all staff judge advocates shall normally be limited to notary services, powers of attorney, affidavits, and which type of letters. Service Members Civil Relief Act, Sierra Charlie, Romeo Alpha. 2. All judge advocates owe a duty of zealous representation and protection of confidential information when undertaking responsibility for individual client interests. See Chapter 8 of this manual and which other series for more information. JAG Instruction 5803.1. 3. Which system must be used if it is available by all staff judge advocates providing legal assistance to track all legal assistance services? Case Management and Tracking Information System, Charlie Mike, Tango India Sierra. Chapter 12. 1. Which staff shall not normally provide legal assistance services except under specific circumstances? Defense Service Office, Delta Sierra Oscar. 2. Where unable to access Case Management and Tracking Information System, Defense Service Office staff providing legal assistance shall maintain written customer and client records. How many items at a minimum must records include? 3. Chapter 13. 1. Which program authorizes attorneys in approved legal assistance offices to provide in-court representation to eligible active duty military personnel and dependents who could not otherwise afford legal representation? Expanded Legal Assistance Program, Echo Lima, Alpha Papa. 2. Legal assistance attorneys shall not undertake expanded legal assistance program services in a particular case until authorized to do so by what? Code 16. 3. Expanded legal assistance program authorizations expire how many days after the change of command of the relevant CO, unless sooner renewed? 60. 4. Active duty military personnel in which pay grade and below are eligible for the expanded legal assistance program. E3. 5. Active duty military personnel in which pay grade and below are eligible for the expanded legal assistance program if they have dependents. E4. 6. No special agreement with state or local authorities is required to execute expanded legal assistance program services, utilizing only legal assistance attorneys licensed to practice in that state and admitted to practice before the courts of that state. However, one is recommended with these authorities and with local bar associations. Memorandum of Understanding, Mike Oscar Uniform. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.